Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes?
Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome on into our Thursday edition of Sports Talk, recovering from that snowstorm still. It is the January 23rd, I think 18 days away from the Super Bowl being played in New Orleans. Doing well over here. Mike, how you doing back home in your parts?
Yeah, I'm doing good, Steve. I still got probably about two and a half inches of snow on the grass on my in and around my house. So, doing well. Have made a lot of progress with the streets. I think we probably got another day. And, you know, if you're on the road today, just be real careful because there's still, you know, icy patches on the road. And as we get on with the show, we do this till late.
Right.
They're expecting another freeze tonight. So not the hard freeze like we've had the last couple nights, but still just be careful out there on the highway. If you need to be on the highway or you're coming back home from work or whatever, because it's still sort of dangerous in some spots because of the icy conditions. I know in just sort of walking a little bit, I see, you know, some spots that don't catch the sun, man, it's still sort of slick. So, doing real well. And I know you had a little issue with the heating, but I hope everything's all going to be coordinated on that end where you can get some heat.
Yeah, we made it back home yesterday, had to get that shower in after staying at the station a couple days. And luckily, we know a guy, got a handyman, was able to look at the heating unit in our house and waiting for a part, but was able to set it up where at least the heat was still working. It just constantly of the fans going, but the heating coil still able to provide us and keep the heat going at home. It's just a constant thing where it's running. Just sometimes it takes a break where the air blows just regular and not hot air. So thankful for that at least. And yeah, it was wild times getting back to Metairie, but not so bad on the roads, thankfully. Took airline all the way back in with I-10 still closed. And yeah, it was just slow and steady back to the house, and it was great to be home. Like I said, that shower was wonderful and passed out probably immediately right after that.
Man, you don't realize it. You know, people say, oh, if it get cold in my house, I'll be okay. What? Let your house get cold for 4 or 5 hours and see how comfortable it is.
Right.
Man, you can put all the blankets and stuff you on. Man, you cold. And the same thing, man, taking a shower. You know, we haven't done it in a while, and you busy doing different things. And I know you were kind of 24/7, so to speak, at WWL. Man, it feels good to sit underneath that warm water and let it hit you when you're in that shower.
Oh, for sure. Maybe that's like my million-dollar idea, some kind of portable shower you can invent and just bring it with you wherever you go. I don't know how I get the water set up for that, though.
Yeah, we'll have to talk about that. Steve, I got a few ideas about that.
We got a good show lined up, Mike. Kelsey Nicole Nelson, we always go to talk Washington sports. I'll get the latest with the Commanders and Jaden Daniels getting ready to take on the Philadelphia Eagles. 5 o'clock hour, we got Mark Schlereth, Odyssey NFL insider, breaking down all things with the NFL playoffs, plus the NFL head coaching hires around the league, plus the Saints continue to have their search. 5:45, we'll get into our picks for the NFC Championship games and find out how we did between the national championships and the divisional round. 6 o'clock hour, Chrissy Smith, podcaster and writer with The Know, will help us break down the Pellies, who will be back in action tomorrow. The Pelicans had off yesterday. They ended up suspending the game due to the weather issues and having to worry about workers, staff, the team getting to the arena. It just wasn't worth it. So that's been postponed to a later date, but we'll get to the latest for the Pels getting ready to take on the Grizzlies in Memphis tomorrow night. 6:30, former All-Pro linebacker Sean Merriman will join us. Also the owner of Lights Out Extreme Fighting. He'll help us break down those AFC and NFC championship games. In the 7 o'clock hour, we got Patricia Traina, publisher of the New York Giants on SI. She also hosts the Locked On Giants podcast. Talk to her about the Saints getting ready to interview Mike Kafka about the head coaching gig, and an interesting report out there put out by Jordan Renan from ESPN saying that the New York Giants could possibly be interested in trading for Derek Carr. Whew, we'll have to find out more info on that. And then 7:35, Zach Nagy, publisher of LSU Sports on Sports Illustrated, get into all things Tigers with him, especially the LSU new special teams coordinator. Busy times, Mike, and obviously Super Bowl countdown is upon us here in the city. A little bit early, you know, a little bit late, I should say, on the snow for Christmas time, and I'm sure, though, things will be nice and cleaned up before the big game hits the Superdome. Well, at least it better be.
Yeah, Steve, I'll never forget. We didn't have a chance to go into it last night when Dave and I did the show with Bobby. But Dave Dixon, the father of the Superdome, and he played such an integral part in getting the Super Bowl here in New Orleans. And Dave told me the story that, you know, the Super Bowl I was in L.A. in the Coliseum, and then you had them sort of back-to-back in Miami. And then they got Super Bowl IV. So Dave tells me part of the proposal to get a Super Bowl back then was, you know, weather played a huge part in it. In L.A. and Miami, you didn't have to worry about the cold weather or anything like that. So Dave got with the meteorologists, and they did like a 15-year study of the weather conditions in New Orleans in and around that time that Super Bowl would be played. And like 85% of the days were sunny. It was in the 70s. And, man, the NFL people were, this is great. I mean, you know, for that backdrop of old Tulane Stadium and everything else. So Super Bowl IV, what happens? Man, it's a dreary day. It's breezy. It's cool. The second Super Bowl played in New Orleans, which was the Dolphins and the Cowboys, was the coldest Super Bowl outside ever on Super Bowl Sunday. And it was a beautiful day now. It was a bright, sunny day, but it was really cold. And then the third Super Bowl, which was the Steelers-Vikings, and the first Super Bowl that the Steelers won. And, man, I'll never forget in that locker room, them handing that Lombardi Award off to Art Rooney. And the old Pops, you know, he had lived all those years that never won anything. And he finally gets that Super Bowl. That was the second coldest Super Bowl outside ever. And so he tells me that after that game, George Halas walks up to him and he said, David, that study you did about all those beautiful sunny days, what happened? And so Mr. Dixon was, man, it's so hard to predict the weather, you know, Mr. Halas, you know, but, man, it really turned out great. And he's like, I'm just sort of yanking your chain. But the best part about it is the next one we play, we'll be playing it in the Superdome. We won't have those issues, right? And Dave said, I think he was legitimately asking me that question. He wasn't quite sure. But, it just goes to show you, with everything, you can catch those type events. And normally, guys, I've lived here all my life. Steve, you've lived here what, over 25 years.
Yep.
Charlie, he's lived all his life here also. Man, some of the coldest days we've ever had is in February. And so, listen, don't rule all of that out. But, man, I do one thing. New Orleans and Louisiana, they know how to put on a show, and they know how to put on a party, and they'll get it all right.
Yeah, one of those teams that could be coming to the party, the Washington Commanders. We're going to take a break when we get back. Kelsey Nicole Nelson covering DC sports will be joining us, breaking down all things Commanders, especially that kid, Jaden Daniels. We'll see how he is preparing for those Philadelphia Eagles on Championship Sunday. Coming back after the break here on Sports Talk, you can chime in 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We'll be right back after this.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome back into Sports Talk here on WWL. Happy to welcome into the radio huddle Kelsey Nicole Nelson, Washington, D.C. Sports Media Person of the Year. Also, Fox Sports host of Listen In with KNN. Kelsey, how you been doing?
Hi, I've been doing great. I am so sorry you all had to experience snow like we often experience here in D.C. So sending some good vibes your way as you all get used to the cold that we're used to on the East Coast.
Kelsey, I know your family. They don't get, because I know you got some family and a lot of them in Louisiana and in Mississippi. Man, they in South Louisiana, for us to get this, where we getting like 8 to 10 inches of snow. Hey, we enjoyed it. Now the aftermath of that isn't great, and you got a lot more experience dealing with it, having lived in Maryland for a long period of time. But if you know, for the kids. You know, because you see the world through their eyes, and for them to see that for the first time is just magical for them. Now, again, they don't have to deal with a lot of the things afterwards, but it was great to see, you know, and that 1 or 2 days, it was really nice. Now it becomes a good pain in the yakabe, because now you got to deal with everything that's involved with it. But
we still have snow on the streets from 2 weeks ago, so nobody sees that part, Mike, of the snow. They only see the fun part and the snowball fight, not the aftermath.
You and I talked about this when the Commanders picked Jaden Daniels, and I knew he was a game changer. But Kelsey, I'd have never thought that JD5 would have done this. And I did think about you Saturday night. And okay, I'm at a Mardi Gras ball, and I'm watching the game on my little cell phone while, you know, as the ball's going on. Come on, I'm a sports guy. I got to pay attention to it. And to think about what he has done for an area that for basically 20 years, there was no excitement. It was dormant. You had a bad owner. You went through general managers and head coaches one after the other. And one guy, he puts the battery cables on the battery, and it is a totally changed world. You can cut it a lot of different ways. I'm not trying to take anything away from Dan Quinn or the new owner or the new GM or players they brought in, but you ain't at this point without JD5. He has made the big difference. And just to see his excitement, because I'll be honest, Kelsey, I've never seen him that excited after a game. You know, covering him at LSU, he showed more excitement there than I think in the 2 years in watching and covering him at, you know, when you saw him at LSU. He was so excited because virtually no one gave him a chance to win that game. Now, you might have took the points and wanted to cover, but for them to beat the Lions on their own home turf, man, that was something else. So how was the D.C. area reacting to that, not only Saturday night, but throughout the week?
My gosh, Mike, JD5 is the most popular man in D.C. He has done something. He's given life to a dormant franchise. I mean, for a long time, people would ask me, well, Kelsey, why do you stay in D.C.? When you're covering a bad franchise, right? I mean, you think about the reporters here, Mike, who've had to cover, unfortunately, all the bad that came for Jaden Daniels with the previous regimen, the previous ownership. And he's a rookie, right? Rookies aren't supposed to have stories like this. They're supposed to go through adversity, right? We were expecting a growth period, a rebuild of Jaden Daniels. Now, people knew how talented he was, but I don't think they knew how special he was. I mean, when I say I have never seen D.C. come together for anyone like they have JD5, and yes, I have been here through the RG3 years, and RG3 was very beloved, Mike, in D.C. Jaden Daniels has done something that we've never seen before. I mean, he's united young and old. He's united different cultures. Like, I mean, you go to sports bars, everybody was hugging each other. People were buying each other beers. Like, it's an excitement that we just haven't felt. And if you remember, like, this is all happening during a time in D.C. where there's a lot happening in the political realm, Mike, right? So there's a lot happening, but everyone is talking about sports right now. And it's because of the charge that Jaden Daniels has led, and not even just for himself, but I mean, we see Terry McLaurin being more vocal, right, this year, Scary Terry, in ways I think that others have not seen outside of the city. I mean, we see veterans praising him, you know, I mean, everyone's catching JD5 fever essentially here because he has made the impossible possible, and he has made a city that's been through a lot believe once again in the football team and a football town.
Kelsey, when you look at this Washington Commanders squad, I'm sure you've talked about it a lot with Mike, but just what has that Dan Quinn presence meant for this team, and what's that different feeling that he's brought overall with the whole franchise?
Yeah, I know Dan Campbell gets a lot of rightfully so respect for how much he loves his team, right? And we saw those emotions pour out after that game, but Dan Quinn loves his Washington team, and he truly does believe. Like, there's a reason why, you know, Jaden Daniels is so successful, right, on those fourth down conversions. You think about a team, a 92% conversion rate. Like, it's crazy. NFL teams aren't supposed to have that. I think what Dan Quinn has done is he's brought broken fragments together. We have never seen the locker room this strong. I mean, before, you were worried about guys coming to Washington. Did they really want to be part of kind of the mess and debacle that was here? And Dan Quinn has helped guys believe again. I mean, he's entrusted in a rookie in ways we haven't seen. And so I think And then from a rival franchise at that, there was a lot of folks when Dan Quinn was first announced to all that weren't happy because of where he was coming from. The NFC East rivalry is real, especially here in D.C. Like, the hatred is still real for Cowboys fans, right? So you think about where Dan Quinn came from, and you think about what he was bringing to Washington, and he made people buy into the program that he was selling. And then I think the success speaks continuous volume. And then you have to give the coordinators props, right? I know Cliff Kingsbury is saying he's not going to do any of the interviews until the season is officially over, but there is a reason why he's getting looked. You look at the defense as well, and I know the run defense has been a problem in Washington, and yes, it's going to be something that we look at in this game, but again, a defensive unit that, you know, for a long time people doubted, and you think about the names that they brought in and all coming together. So all that to say, Dan Quinn put all the pieces here. Dan Quinn helped bring all the pieces together in Washington and make them work. So you look at the other most popular person in D.C., and it's definitely Dan Quinn for what he has helped to do with this franchise. Again, turning it around, because nobody thought this franchise would have that much of a turnaround and be here as we talk about the upcoming NFC Championship game.
Kelsey, I think of Dan and Woody left in Dallas. Okay, he was the D.C. Yeah. there. Their defense last year was lousy. It was not very. And, you know, they won three straight years. Now, they didn't win a playoff game in that time frame, but they won 12 games. And, you know, Mike McCarthy was an offensive-oriented coach, so Dan ran the defense. And we saw the impact on the other end when he wasn't in Dallas to help, you know, make those defensive calls and put people in the right place. The other thing, too, is tell us a little bit about Bobby Wagner. Because when they signed him, a lot of people were, man, Bobby's way past his prime. And he's not the player he was the first couple years in the league, where he was dominant. But he can play. He can still play at a very high level. People don't realize just what an athlete and how good of an athlete Bobby Wagner is for his age. And he's taken a lot of punishment in this league. It's not like he just played in his league 4 or 5 years. He's played a long time, and he dishes it out, and he is such a leader. And I think one of the things you have to look at is when he tells a young player something, he's not asking them to do something he hasn't done himself. I think he's become a great piece of the puzzle of defenders.
You know, if we look at someone like Bobby Wagner, a veteran, someone who has experience at the top level, right, as we talk about Super Bowl and prepare for Super Bowl, and mind you, doing all of this great play while also being enrolled at local Howard University in an online MBA program, so great play on the field, but also doing it in the academic realm, right, before preparing for life after football. Bobby Wagner has been special, but you're right, Mike. When he first came here, I think he was honestly getting the Zach Ertz treatment. Why bring the old guys in, right, if Washington really is trying to rebuild? But if you look at his play this year, and he's had some plays that have definitely stood out, he has brought this defense together, a vocal leader on that squad. He truly has been, I think, an unexpected X factor, Mike, that folks weren't ready for. And he's been special for this squad. And you think about this defense, and again, I think this is a defense that, especially the pass defense, you know, they're going to want the heat that Jalen Hurts can potentially bring, because they're unafraid, they're unscared. You know, this whole team, Mike, has talked about how they treat every game like the next game. And I think Jaden Daniels has helped to lead that, right? The calm, cool, collective. But he finally let out some of that emotion after the last game, I think, that we had all been waiting for. But Bobby Wagner, I think, is one of the glue that holds that defensive units together. I think he's the reason why we're talking about guys like Mike Sanversil, right, who doesn't get enough credit as well. I know everyone's talking about JD5. But everybody on that defense knows how special he is. And he doesn't just talk the talk. He has played the play on the field. And, again, I think him and Ertz have proven you can never truly give up on guys. And they have the heart when they do the physical regimen that they need to play the game and play it at the top level, Mike.
Kelsey, one of the things I always praise you about, you always do so much for the community. And, you know, that's kind of what makes you special, because you do sports, but you also, you know, reach out to, you know, to children, to people in the colleges and try to help them along in their careers. But you guys are honoring Tyrann Mathieu. So tell everybody a little bit about Tyrann's getting honored with an award that you're involved with. So tell everybody a little bit about that award that Tyrann Mathieu is getting.
Thanks again, Mike, for this platform. Yeah, I hope everybody remembers these guys are so much more than their play on the football field. And Tyrann Mathieu has done so much, not just for the New Orleans community where he's from, but also Kansas City as well. He will be getting honored here in the nation's capital next week as part of the 2025 National Mentoring Summit presented by Mentor with the 2025 Excellence in Mentoring Award. You talk about a guy who loves his community that has done so much for his community through the Tyrann Mathieu Foundation. That he started and began, and also as an ambassador for an organization that many of y'all probably know in New Orleans, Son of a Saint. It's the reason why he was selected, right, as the Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee back for the Saints in 2023, and also as a community champion for the Super Bowl this year. But he gives back to the young people. He cares, and it's through that mentorship lens. So we're super excited to be honoring him. We've been talking with his team, and the Saints did actually a great write-up on their site. And so as we talk kind of about a player that has done a lot for the game, a player that has, you know, sacrificed so much, I think he truly does see being a servant leader in the community and being a leader. So super excited to honor him and all of his work in front of 1,300 people in D.C. next week downtown. So thanks again, Micah. And shout out to Tyrann Mathieu and his whole team for all that they do in the community.
Kelsey, before we let you run, I want to hop in here and ask you a question. I mean, I saw this stat earlier that, you know, Jaden Daniels became the sixth rookie quarterback to start a conference championship game this weekend, joining guys like Brock Purdy and Mark Sanchez, Joe Flacco, Ben Roethlisberger, Sean King. And the stat was that out of all those guys, they all had like top three defenses. But Jaden's doing this with a scoring defense that ranks near 20, basically. So it makes it even a little bit more impressive. But none of those guys made it to the Super Bowl in their rookie year. I know that Jaden Daniels and the Commanders split with the Philadelphia Eagles this year and their divisional rivals. So my biggest question for you is, before we let you run, I mean, what can you take away from those two games, and what does Jaden Daniels and the Commanders need to do for him to become the first rookie quarterback to ever play in the Super Bowl?
Isn't that wild? We never thought we'd be having that conversation at the beginning of this year. But Jaden Daniels, again, special. Honestly, I think back to the last game, even before the Philadelphia game, because I know there's going to be some folks who say, well, hey, wait a minute, one of those games, Kenny Pickett played in. We had a hurt Jalen Hurts. But I'm still on the fact that they put up 45 points, you all, against a Lions team in the playoff. That's wild. That's crazy. I think, you know, the biggest thing with Jaden Daniels, he has to play his game. You know, I think a person that we talked about a lot right now in Washington who has finally stepped up, and it's important as we talk about his future potentially in Washington, it's connecting with wide receiver De'Ami Brown. I mean, everybody knows how special Terry McLaurin is, and how he still finds space and defenders let him get behind is still bewildering to me. I mean, Terry McLaurin is one of the most dangerous receivers in the National Football League. But after Jahan Dotson left Washington, I did have a question about who would step up and be that true number two guy. And I think De'Ami Brown has been able to step up in that aspect. So I think he's going to have to get the ball to him. I think Zach Ertz is going to be another big one. Zach Ertz is one of Jaden's best targets in the red zone. You look at someone who is a for sure person who can catch the ball and can get touchdowns in there. And then remember, they're going to be playing in hostile territory, right? Philadelphia is not easy to play in. Again, Zach Ertz, a guy who obviously knows Philly well, knows that environment well, and I think he honestly has a vengeance. And so I think it's going to be very important for them to be guys that can be sure-handed. But I think, honestly, Jaden's going to have to be able to get space and run. We know if you let him escape, he's going to be so dangerous. What's so hard about Jaden Daniels, you let him sit back in the pocket, he's accurate. He can throw the football, which we know, right? 69% completion, right? But if you try to blitz him, he can hurt you with his legs. And so I think it's really hard for defenses to try to plan for him. Yes, Philly's defense is pretty good, but Jaden Daniels is special. So all in all to say, I think Jaden Daniels has to keep playing the same game that he's been playing. Washington has to come out, score quick. We know they'd like to do the quick, kind of no-huddle offense. And they like to move the football. They like to keep defenses confused. I think why change that if it's been working all season? And I think, honestly, I do think there's a high percentage chance that we will be seeing Jaden Daniels in New Orleans right by you all come this time next week after this weekend.
Definitely appreciate the time, Kelsey.
Stay away from Jalen Carter. Stay away from Jalen.
He is dangerous, yeah. They will be applying pressure. But believe me, Washington has been preparing for that in practices.
Kelsey, if the Commanders do make it to New Orleans, will you be here to get to cover them?
Oh, my gosh, yes, I will be. Honestly, regardless, I'll be there. But it's even better if the Commanders get a chance to go there.
Awesome stuff. Mike Ogio, po' boy, when we see you.
No,
I look forward to it. Thank you so much.
We got a supper plan, so we good.
Have a good
Thank
one,
you
Kelsey.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. Bye.
Thank you so much. Kelsey Nicole Nelson, Washington, D.C., Sports Media Person of the Year, saying those Commanders could very well be heading to New Orleans for the big game. We'll see what happens come Sunday in Philadelphia. Taking a break here on Sports Talk. We'll be back with more talking about all things NFL, including the Saints head coaching search. Back with more here on Sports Talk right after the break. Welcome back into Sports Talk. Steve Geller along with Mike Dottilier and, of course, Charlie Long, keeping us all in line. Mike, did you happen to see today the finalists for the Defensive Player of the Year honors?
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, it kind of stings a bit when you see two former Saints on that list. Obviously, Zach Bond and Trey Hendrickson in the mix, along with Myles Garrett, Patrick Surtain II, and also T.J. Watt.
You know, when you look at that list, and if you legit with this, nobody has had a better season on defense than Zach Bond. Think about, and I say this every year, I talk to Charlie about this a lot, about sometimes, you know, in every draft, there are probably four or five players. No matter where they end up, the production's the same. For if they pick by any of the 32 teams, everybody else is fit. The Saints could not find the right fit for him, okay? That wasn't because they picked him. That ball is on the coaching staff. And I say staff, okay, plural. Sean didn't know what to do with him either.
Right.
Okay? He wasn't sure where to play him at first. You know, Peyton's deal was he was going to play him at middle linebacker. That didn't work out. Then they move him all around. He's the strong side. He's a weak side guy. You know what? Vic Fangio, and I remember I showed Bobby the quotes from Vic when they signed him. That, man, he was one of the two guys that I signaled out that I wanted on that Eagles team. The other guy ended up being Devin White. Now, it didn't work out for Devin, okay? So, you know, Vic always says, hey, it's 50-50. I didn't lose nothing here. But, man, it was the right fit, right scheme, right coaching schematics to put him in a spot where it highlighted him as a football player. Hey, that's what coaching's all about. You can have all the talent in the world, but if the coaching staff doesn't have the vision on the type of defense you can play and where to put you, then guess what? You're watching. You're not playing. Zach was really known more here for his special teams work. He was a tremendous special teams player here with the Saints. But look at that talent. And, Steve, I know you followed the Eagles quite closely because they're a team close to your heart. But take a look at it, to be honest. And Myles Garrett's a fantastic player, and so is T.J. Watt. Nothing against Trey Hendrickson on a bad team. And I'm talking about bad defense. Trey Hendrickson was the one bright spot they had. Nobody had a better season defensively than Zach Bond. But what they asked him to do, they put him in the right spot. And you know what? That credit, you got to give it all to Vic Fangio. He figured out the right defense for Zach Bond, and he excelled. No matter where kind of you see him, and what game you watch, man, he's a playmaker everywhere. Run defense, pass coverage, which I thought he was at best okay, but I think he's gotten better in that range. We always knew he could rush the passer. That's what he did at Wisconsin. He was an edge pass rusher. But I think he's gotten much better in being able to slip a block, get around bigger blockers. It's not about taking people on and beating them. Come on. Zach Bond's what, 240 pounds? How many times he's going to win a battle up against a 330-pound offensive tackle? That don't work. This ain't high school football. And, you know, this ain't Al Bundy playing and talking. He knew and got taught well how to slip a block and get to the ball carrier. And I think he's gotten better in the coverage part of the game. He trusts his eyes. You can see it with him. I thought he had some confusion here with the Saints on where he should be in the coverage part of the game, but he trusts his eyes. And Vic Fangio did a great job with him. That is all about coaching. That's not about picking him. You pick the right guy, but the coaching staffs here didn't use him correctly at all. Goes to the right team, right fit, and look what's happened with Zach. To me, he's the Defensive Player of the Year in the NFL.
Good stuff, Mike. We're going to take a break. Be back. We'll close out this hour of Sports Talk right after this. Stay tuned here on WWL. Welcome back into Sports Talk. Want to let everyone know, if you've been tired of being cooped up all week, time to get out, have some fun tomorrow. Join me and the voice of the Saints, Mike Haas, for a special edition of Sports Talk. We'll be at Boomtown Casino in Harvey from 4 to 7. The search for the next head coach for the Saints is on. Who do you want to see leading the black and gold next season? Plus, we'll get a conference championship preview of Kansas City versus Buffalo and also Philadelphia versus Washington. Which team do you think will be headed to New Orleans for the Super Bowl? Countdown to championship games and the biggest game in football with Mike Haas and me, Steve Geller, at Boomtown Casino on the best bank in Harvey. That's tomorrow, 4 to 7 here on WWL. Also tomorrow, we'll have the Pelicans back in action. They had a day off yesterday thanks to the snow. They'll be in Memphis as they look to extend their win streak. Currently have won four straight. And man, oh man, it'd be pretty impressive that it can take down the Grizzlies at home tomorrow night. We'll have that action for you starting 6:30 pregame coverage on 870 AM. Tip-off coming at 7 p.m. That's a wrap on the 4 o'clock hour of Sports Talk. Coming up next, one of our favorites, Mark Schlereth, will join us in hour number 2 of Sports Talk, breaking down all things in the AFC, NFC championships, plus our Pick 6 segment, which sadly we are just down to pick 2, the AFC Championship and NFC Championship. Taking a break for our news, get you up to speed with all the latest going around the city and the state. Coming up next, right here on WWL.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.